Some new information has come out recently that takes a look at colorectal cancer rates in the nation, and some hot spots were found. Perhaps you saw this on NPR.org or heard it here on WSIU. Today I'm talking with Caleb Nehring from the American Cancer Society. Caleb, can you tell us a little bit, when we talk about these hot spots, Southern Illinois is in a hot spot.
Absolutely. There was some new research that has come out that identified three hot spots, is what the principal investigator calls them, where colorectal cancer is not only staying the same, it is actually increasing compared to the rest of the country. The Mississippi Delta region, which is includes the lower 15 or 16 counties of Southern Illinois, is in this pool of hotspots. And actually, the colorectal cancer death rates is about 40% higher. 40%, that's almost twice as much, which is really alarming. So we have taken this opportunity to see all this research and come together with maybe some other community health organizations and just kind of understand, where are the challenges? Why aren't people getting screened?
To kind of get people to put this in perspective, we're not necessarily talking about the rate of cancer. You're talking about the rate of cancer deaths.
Correct. Correct. This particular research focused on cancer death, not cancer incidents or new cases. But we know there has to be more new cases to be more cancer deaths. So yes, you're exactly right.
We've talked about colorectal cancer in the past many, many times. And we've talked about that this is one of the easier cancers to both find and treat, and in many cases prevent.
Right. Because of screening, which is, a couple different ways, colonoscopy, stool testing, almost this cancer is not 100% curable, but it's very much preventable because of these screenings. Over 95% of colorectal cancer starts as a polyp. And if you take a stool test home and it's positive, and then you get a colonoscopy, or you just get a colonoscopy and they see a polyp, it's going to be removed. So you're removing that kind of precancer cursor.
So what are the barriers then? What are you looking at in terms of, in other areas of the country, you're seeing maybe the same percentages of people who develop colon cancer, but in this region, more people are dying. Why?
Well, I wish there was one silver bullet answer, and unfortunately there's not. There are, I would say, many factors. Uninsured Medicaid populations, low income, rural poor, urban poor. There's certain ethnic groups. All of those things together kind of cause the perfect storm, if you will, for these high rates. And I think a lot of it is lack of health literacy and health education. If people don't go to their family doctor once a year, they might not even know that they should get screened for something like this, which, we sit here and talk about, it's a no-brainer for us, but there are some folks that don't know that, what test they should get and how often.
Well, let's put that out there then. For colonoscopy, the screening standard is at age 50.
Right.
You get your colonoscopy. If it's clean and you have no family history, then you go back, every 10 years?
That's absolutely right. The colonoscopy is still the golden standard for colorectal cancer screening. If you are not having any symptoms, which symptoms for colon cancer can also be a kind of a tricky area, because there can always be a lot of things going on, but stomach pain, bleeding, IBS, all of those things does not mean you have colon cancer at all. And just because your doctor wants to do a colonoscopy, that does not mean you might have colon cancer, but it's always good to follow your doctor's recommendations. But yes, over the age of 50, if you, let's say you're Mr. Jones, you have never had a family history and you have no symptoms, and you get a colonoscopy and there's no polyps, there's a good chance they're not going to want to see you for 10 years. So that's a pretty good odds there.
So for people who maybe have heard this, what are some of the other barriers? I would guess that transportation and access, since
sure,
we talk about that with a lot of different medical areas in this region, just getting to a place that has this available,
right,
is a big deal.
you know, we are a very rural area, and if someone lives in Elizabethtown in Hardin County, and their closest hospital or gastrointestinal physician is 50 miles one way. And they also, a lot of times when colonoscopies are done, they need someone to drive them there. So taking a day off work for themselves and their caregiver, that's a barrier. That's a structural barrier, absolutely. Cost, with Medicare, Medicaid, high deductible private insurance plans, there can be out-of-pocket cost involved. And there's also the, I would say, embarrassment issue, if that's what you want to call it, just because of where on your anatomy this test is done. A lot of times that comes from our males, which is it's a reality. But I will say this to all of our male listeners who are apprehensive about a colonoscopy. It's one day, it's an hour, you're sedated, and it will be nothing in comparison to having your colon removed by surgery, chemo, radiation. So be a man, get a colonoscopy.
Caleb Nehring with the American Cancer Society. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Jennifer.